Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends. You wish me greetings once again.
It's Tuesday, December 13th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Psalm 67, verse 4 says, "Let the nations be glad and sing for joy." Here's the deal. We want people all over the globe to hear the gospel. Because when they hear the gospel, some will believe in Jesus. All right? And when this happens, when people believe in Jesus, a supernatural joy plants in their heart and it begins to blossom. They experience true gladness. And see, true gladness is only found in Christ. When the nations find this gladness, they will sing for joy. And when they are singing for joy in worship, God's glorified. And we want this. We want the name of God to be glorified. Well, today we're looking at the city of London, and we're going to be praying for the city of London. London was the location of the Hampton Court Conference, which was a meeting that took place in January of 1604 at Hampton Court Palace. It was here that King James I of England and representatives of the Church of England, including leading English Puritans, met and discussed the need for a new English version of the Bible. This would become known as the King James Version. It was at Westminster Abbey in London where learned, godly, and judicious divines were called upon by the English Parliament to provide advice on issues of worship, doctrine, government, and discipline of the Church of England. Their meetings over the period of 5 years produced what we know now as the Westminster Confession of Faith. This confession remains the subordinate standard of doctrine in the Church of Scotland. It has been influential within Presbyterian churches worldwide. The Baptists of England modified this confession to produce the Second London Baptist Confession, 1689. The Metropolitan Tabernacle is a large Reformed Baptist church in London. It has been a church that has a line of old school rock star pastors, including Benjamin Keach, John Gill, John Rippon, and the man himself, Charles Spurgeon. And I say all this to say, London, historically, has been the location of Christ-centered action. But now it's far from it. On one hand, it's a very postmodern secular place. Yet on the other hand, it's a melting pot of cultures which has brought many religions to this one spot. All right, if you walk down the street of London, you'll see Muslim women wearing hijabs, Sikh men wearing turbans. You'll see Eastern Europeans, South Asians, North Africans, Somalis, Iranians, Iraqis. You'll hear a mix of languages. You'll see a mix of cultures and lifestyles. New York Magazine said, "London is the New York City of the early 1900s, during its great age of immigration." Now, this city of 8.5 million people has become a multilingual capital with inhabitants speaking 300 different languages. More than 30% of all London school children speak a language other than English at home, and a diversity of religions pervades the city streets. Mosques, as well as Hindu and Sikh temples, are all over the place where once only Christian churches stood. So what does this mean? What does this mean to missionaries serving here? How do we pray for them? Well, it means that there is a need for the missionaries to develop deep cross-cultural relationships in this urban environment. So today, like right now, let's pray for that. Let's pray for missionaries to develop deep cross-cultural relationships. See, as these relationships are made, trust is built. All right, when trust is built, the gospel can be shared. And when the gospel is shared, some of the people believe in the gospel. And therefore, sinners are saved. And when sinners are saved, they begin to worship God. And it is worship that lifts high the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and we'll meet again tomorrow on First Baptist Day.
Choirs will be singing, Silent Night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night.